they're baller moves, and baller moves kind of fucking like. Oh, speaking of balls, you want to see my balls?
No. Okay.
100%.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is the world ready for a black female?
Oh, God. I am,
What? Are we started?
I think so.
What a problematic movie that would have been in April of 2020.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because you didn't know that.
I didn't know that. It hit so many, checked so many boxes.
So, for people that don't know, we were walking.
First of all, it was a great fucking movie.
Yeah, yeah. We went to see the new James Bond. And by new, we mean the one that was shot 4 years ago.
Yeah. So I was wondering.
We're walking to the theater, and I go, you know, this was supposed to come out a while ago. And you said, no, I didn't know that. And I go, yeah, they shot this like in 2019. And it was supposed to be released, I believe it was April of 2020. When you know, like, you just did your first feature.
Yeah.
You know that, like, the money goes into obviously shooting the movie and the marketing. When you have a global franchise,
oh,
like 007, we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars.
Can I tell you that I just want Hollywood to know this?
You're not ready for a black lead.
No.
Okay. I don't know. I didn't know where he was going to go. Sorry. Okay. Okay, go ahead.
I get every ounce of enjoyment out of the hundreds of millions of dollars you spend.
Yes.
When you put $100 million into a movie,
yes.
I want you to know, Hollywood producer, who's questioning, should we increase the budget? I want you to know, it means a lot to me.
Up it. Yeah.
And by the way, movie theaters are back. We went to a movie theater last night.
I would say you made it back. I don't know if movie theaters are back. Because if you don't know, there was nobody else there. Some movie theaters are not necessarily back, but if we keep doing that, they might be. Will you look up? It was No Time to Die. Is that what it's called? What was the budget? Is it sometimes they give you like? I'm guessing. Oh. Want to guess? I'm guessing the budget for shooting was 170, 180. And that this marketing budget will probably be like 150. I think it's
really.
Like, yeah, I think it's going to be.
Why do they even need to market that? Like, I'm going to see a James Bond movie.
Well, it's probably different now because it used to be all about the box office, and it's definitely not going to be just about the box office now. There's going to be somebody. I don't know who owns that. Like, whether it's Warner, somebody's going to. It's going to lose money. That's the thing.
You think?
Yeah, because
it's such a great fucking movie.
But if this would have been February of 2020, then this would be like in the theaters in China, in Europe, in the United States,
yeah,
and you have people going buying tickets, and now the theater business has changed. The movie theater business has changed.
It's crazy because you know, I couldn't stop thinking about me,
yeah,
and the movie I made.
Can you make that? What does it say?
$250 to $301 million.
Let me tell you something. It's worth it. It's worth it.
God.
It was so fucking.
Damn, that is so much money.
God, that is a lot of money.
That is so much money.
I bet there's. I want to know the biggest extravagance on that budget.
It's probably like a shot. They're like, nah, we can't use this.
I mean, did they shoot that on the Great Wall of China?
I don't know. I mean, they definitely had like a real fucking destroyer out at sea. It looked like it really launched missiles.
It looked like they really launched missiles.
They were doing. I mean, that's the thing is, I'm with you. I also appreciate the fact that, like, you know, with the Mission Impossibles, that it is an escape. It's a ride. It's an adventure. It's what
I
like,
didn't think about anything else. I mean, I thought about, here's what I thought about the whole time is number one, I didn't want, I was lobbying very hard with Legendary and I'm still lobbying.
To be James Bond?
No. I was lobbying to be, by the way, don't think I wasn't thinking about our next movie.
Yeah. Of course. And our sex scenes. We got to talk about our sex scenes.
Sex scenes. Yeah. Oh, write down a fucking Jessica Chastain.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking new fan. Yeah. She is fucking amazing.
She's not like a new arrival.
Really? No. I've never seen her. I mean, I know she was in Molly's Game, but like, I didn't know that it was the same girl. I thought it was the girl from Mad Men. It's not the girl from Mad Men? You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Jessica Chastain is worth whatever Hollywood's paying her. Pay her more and put her in every fucking movie.
Yeah.
She is gorgeous. She's not even gorgeous. She's someone that you get. When she showed up on the big screen, I went, that's what you're supposed to look like when you're on that thing.
Yes, and not only that, I would also throw this to Jessica Chastain. My friend Bert is willing to do a love scene with you.
And I'm an actor, and I'll act for about 5 seconds, and then you get real Bert. You're like, wait, is he drooling? These are noises that I've never heard on camera. She is fucking amazing.
She's doing like
assassins.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'll see it. Yeah. Here's the thing. I want to go to movies theaters all the time now because I had so much fun there last night.
That was a lot of fun. Going like that reminded me because when the pandemic was exploding and they were like movie theaters were one of the first things they're like they're completely shut down. I mean it made sense, right?
Yeah.
Enclosed spaces.
Because all you can think of is that movie. All you can think of is the movie Outbreak where they show you how a virus spreads.
Yes.
And it's in a movie theater.
And that's all you think about. And then some of them, I don't know, there's franchises or movie theaters that have already shut down for good. They went bankrupt.
Cineranodome? Arclight?
The Arclight, okay. Yeah.
Cineranodome? Cinema? What is it called?
Yeah. We'll just say Arclight.
But it's a Cineranodome. Yeah. Cinnabon?
Cineramadome?
There's too
it's
many.
It's called Cinnabon.
Cinnabon. Yeah. By the way, every time I see this person eating a Cinnabon,
I always think about Ryan's old roommate. Oh, Louis Bit?
Such a gluttonous thing to eat a fucking Cinnabon.
Do you know about Ryan's old roommate? Did you ever know that?
No.
Sickler.
No.
Sickler had a roommate, and I used to hang out with him all the time. And this guy, he was like going on binges because he was super depressed. He would go to Cinnabon and come back with a six pack, not of the little ones, of the full size ones. And he would eat four and the inside of a fifth and then leave the six and the outside of the fifth and drink a 2 liter Pepsi Max.
Wait, dude, how big was this guy?
He got bigger.
Dude, it feels so good to let go like that.
Yeah.
Like when you just go, I'm fucking doing it. I remember one time taking the top half off a cake, off a birthday sheet cake.
Yeah.
We were going to throw it away. I was like, I'm going to eat all the good parts. Like just like all the frosting, but just not the all the meat, not in the insides. Yeah. Just cut it in half, folded it, and just It feels so good to let go like that.
It does.
Just sucks when you have to rebound. You're like, oh my! Like last night when I'm sitting next to Nadav, I swear to God, my chair was smaller than everyone else's, and I had to undo my pants to watch the movie.
That's true.
And then I looked at Nadav and I was like, you know, right? And he's like, we need to lose weight. Nadav whispered to me, he goes, will you be my accountability buddy? I'm going to fucking die. That's not what I said.
You did struggle.
Will you be my accountability buddy?
We were sitting there watching this movie, and then you start like moving. You're like, I'm like, the fuck are you doing? And you're like, and then I see you open your pants, and you're like, yeah, no, that's good. I was like, oh, man, this guy.
This poor fucking belt.
This is a new belt, right?
It is a new belt, but dude, this belt is folded like a wallet. It's my stomach. You know how a belt's supposed to be? Like this.
Yeah.
Taking it off so that I'm more comfortable.
Oh.
Look at that. That's my fucking belt.
Dude, that's a struggling belt, man. Where'd you get? This is that your belt?
This poor belt.
This is my belt. This is my good luck belt. This is the loop I was at when I was shooting the movie in Serbia.
Okay.
This is where I'm at right now, okay. And this is the fattest I've ever been.
Have you ever used the fattest one?
I'm not on the fattest right now. I'm right here.
Okay. When were you at the fattest one?
I don't fucking know, but that's bad.
What are you at now?
I could never wear a cowboy belt buckle. It would cut me. I'm going to give this guy a break.
What are you at now?
Probably 247. Probably around 250. This morning, and when you're fat, everything seems small.
Yeah.
Like, I go into the bathroom, I'm like, this fucking goddamn fucking white against a door. And then I was like, I feel like Shaq. Like, Shaq must feel like that.
Yeah.
Where everything's, like, fucking small. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, God damn it. I sit on the toilet, my knees are hitting something.
Yeah. Well, you know, to be fair, you have been getting taller.
This morning I was like, I wish they would give you. I'm not done talking about James Bond, by the way.
No, we shouldn't.
Okay,
be.
Okay. I wish they would give you at the end of a meal. I wish you ate like a parachute, you know, with a string on it, so that as you were shitting, you'd feel the string come out, and you'd be like, "Oh, I'm gonna pull the parachute," and then all that food will come out,
And your body won't absorb any of it.
No, you would just get it all out. Like I missed a shit. I didn't shit yesterday.
Travel days ruin your shit.
So I'm backed up, and I'm like, and this morning I tried shitting, and I didn't feel like I had to shit, and now all I do have to do is feel like I have to shit. That's why I like hot sauce, because I feel like it's a marker. Like, you know where your food was. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, is that, am I making sense?
Yeah, no, I get it.
Like,
I
when you eat hot sauce and you're like, okay, this burns, you're like, oh, that was that meal.
That's really important to know.
I just realized if I take a drink and laugh, I'm going to spit in your face.
Please don't.
No. Oh. By the way, heads up, in therapy, doing a lot better. Just so we're clear.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. Being really good with all my fucking little ticks. All right, let's go back to, first of all, let's go back to...
James Bond?
James Bond.
Okay, first of all, big fan of a big budget. I thought they did a pretty cool story, something really unique that we don't have to give away all the spoilers.
We don't have to give away all of it, but you said to me, you go, this was like right before the
movie. Yeah, all that money is spent, and like I said, you know, this is like when you see like those Marvel movies. Like, Bond is a huge global franchise. It's supposed to come out April of 2020. So theaters start shutting down. They do weird, like the big roll of the dice was the Christopher Nolan movie. What was it called?
Tenet.
Tenet?
Tenet.
So
my buddy produced that, and I just called it by the wrong name.
Yeah.
Tenet.
So Tenet.
Oh, by the way, I loved Tenet. I watched that. Maybe 20 times.
Well, yeah, you can watch it 20 times and be like, I think I understand the first scene.
Yeah.
So, but it's, you know, it's an amazing movie. Like, box office wise, it's a big loss because they put it out during the pandemic, thought maybe some people would go and, you know, whatever. Then they sold it on, you could buy it. It just wasn't, it was horrible timing, right?
Yeah.
So people like the Bond producers are like, well, we're not going to fucking see what happens with our $300 million movie.
Yeah.
So they hold on to it.
It's a brilliant.
Then they were going to try releasing it. I think it was November or December of last year. Like, and they're like, no, we're going to hold it again. Well, now they're just holding on to this thing. So they finally put it out now. So that's the whole point, is that this movie was going to come out April 2020, which was the height of everything being shut down. And there are so many things that you go like,
so
this would have just made people fucking.
There's
bio has like, there's viruses.
Well, the plot line, and I don't think we're giving anything away, I'm sure you could read this, is there's a virus. Made in a lab that's going to be released, and it kills people.
Yeah.
And you know, in like roughly in December, they were like, they're probably all the producers are like, picture's locked. We're talking advertising. I'll be honest with you. This coronavirus thing, we might be able to piggyback on that. Might be good marketing, guys. Catch lightning in a bottle.
Yeah.
And then I bet come February, they were like, all right, so I guarantee you this thing goes, will everyone get locked down? for like a week or two. We come out in April.
And they're probably like, it's going to play weird in China. It's going to play, a little weird in China. But
fucking March 17th. They're like, okay, we have a very problematic movie.
Yeah.
It's fucking hilarious to me. Like the little things. Like obviously the plot line is a virus, which now that they release it now, you can see past all of that.
Yeah.
Like all the things that you were close to, you can or have distance from. But like just little things, like James Bond comes out of a bodega and he's licking his fingers.
Yeah.
it's like you just don't see people lick their fingers.
No,
anymore.
Dude, you can't. Don't do it.
That's how you get James Bond. And then at one point they're like, "We just need to get our little bubble." And I was like, "You can't use that word." the biohazmat shoots show. But it's like, I'm glad that it would have been tough to watch in April. It would have been possible to watch in April.
It would have been tough to watch. Yeah. It would, I mean, also, yeah, they would have sold 19 tickets though.
Yeah.
That's the other problem. So,
So I'm watching the movie last night and I realized why I hurt my arm.
Oh, yeah. You said that right while it was happening. Because there's some wild stunts in this thing. I mean, dude. Insane shit.
And what a movie like this does, and this is what is great about it, and this is why I appreciate them spending that much money, is you think to yourself, I wish that was me.
Yeah.
I wish I was James Bond. I wish I could have one martini and then go to work. You know, I could make love to the beautiful woman or write down black chicks. In the middle of the movie, I realize I am very attracted to very dark-skinned black chicks. Very dark. Pull up dark-skinned black chicks. Like, but this is a hard pivot. Oh, no, leave it on Jessica Chastain. I forgot. Jessica Chastain. Yeah, by the way, I would leave Leanne for Jessica Chastain. I would, right. I would probably bring her with us. I'd be like, hey, she's going to do dishes, and she's going to raise the kids. They're here for one more year, but me and you. Jessica Chastain is fucking gorgeous. What movies has she been in?
I don't know off the top of my head, but she's definitely been in a lot of stuff.
She
did that one, like, her Born Identity movie that came out, like, like, where she was the, what's it called?
This is her new movie. What's her new movie called? I'm going to go see that. 367 or something? 36 Mafia?
What is it called?
The 355.
Oh, was it Ava? Is Ava the one? Ava's.
She's an X-Men?
I don't know. Hit Ava. Yeah, that's the one where she's like the spy, you know?
Ooh.
And it looks like the new one is going to be more of this, it seems like, right?
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. And by the way, I'm also going to be really into. I'm not done talking about Bond. The fucking Ben Affleck, Matt Damon movie.
Which one?
Where he's got the scar on his face and his wife gets sexually assaulted. We watched the trailer for it yesterday.
I think I was peeing.
Oh, fuck. Looks good.
Really? And the two of them together?
Yeah, and I like when they get work together. We should do a four-way movie with me, you, Matt Damon, and Ben Affleck.
Okay.
What would that movie be?
You said you were into Ben Affleck's X that was in the Bond movie too.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Dude. I think I've just been on the road too long.
Yeah.
This one, the last duel.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And you know why? Because I was listening to Rogan one time and they were talking about dueling scars.
Yeah.
Like apparently their dueling scars were like a big fucking deal. Have you heard this Rogan talk about this?
Mm-mm.
Pull up dueling scars. Dueling scars was like a big deal back in the day. Everyone had dueling scars. And it was like a sign of how much of a man you are if you had a dueling scar.
Oh, so you were in some shit.
Yeah, I saw this on Rogan, and my asshole tingles when I look at it. Pick up pull the images and show them a dueling scar. So like everyone had a good dueling scar.
That's a Nazi. He's got a cool one.
Actually, it was all Nazis that had dueling scars. My bad. Yeah, it was all Nazis. God, man. Look at that dueling scar.
Now look up Anna de Armas. I think that's her name. A N A.
So that was Ben Affleck's
Armas. A R M A S.
that was Ben Affleck's girlfriend. Normally, you'd think his girlfriend wouldn't be able to act. You'd think that, right? You'd think he's like, he met this hot chick.
Yeah, that's her, yeah.
She can fucking act. She played a great part in this Bond movie.
No, she's a great actress.
She was great. She's a great actress. It was funny. It had heart. What else has she been in? God, man, there's so many fucking... Now that movies are back, I'm like pumped up.
Yeah, yeah. I can tell. And it seems like you like every woman that appears on screen.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zola, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
So here's what happened.
Yeah.
So I'm watching the motorcycle scene, right?
Yeah. And right.
And I'm watching to see if it's his stunt double. It has to be, obviously.
Well, it depends. He obviously rode it on certain frames, but then there's one time where the motorcycle jumps off of stairs and lands on at a plaza. That's not him.
But I had a real problem detaching from... I wanted to be in all the action scenes. I wanted it to be me.
Yeah.
And I think that was my problem, because I wanted... When I saw the movie, I wanted to know that was me.
Right.
And when I watched that, I realized it doesn't matter.
Doesn't.
It really does. You want it to be better.
Right.
And
you ended up using a stunt double for some things, right?
We used a stunt double for, a couple things.
Yeah.
But I got hurt because I wanted it to be me.
Yeah.
And that's where I fucked up.
Well, the time you got hurt.
But I think even still, and having seen the movie, I think when I got hurt, you're glad it's me.
Do you use the shot you got hurt in?
Yeah.
And did you know right away you were hurt?
Oh, yeah. I felt fucking three pops. And I think I just blew out my tricep.
Really?
And they were like, for real? And I was like, yeah. I was like, I know I did. And
it was a big fall?
Yeah, it was I can't really tell you what it is.
Okay.
But, and I can see the scene where I got hurt. And then I asked anyone else, can you tell I'm hurt? And they're like, no. And they're like, wait, when did you get hurt? And I showed them, everyone in the movie, and they were like, oh, no, I can't tell at all. And I was like, can you tell in this scene that I am hurt? And they're like, you were hurt? And I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, I was like, it was pooling blood, like all the, everything got purple. You saw the picture of that, right?
Yeah, you showed me the picture.
And so, but when I got hurt, I said, man, not to give too much away, but I said to my director, I was like, so I'm hurt. Like, I'm legit hurt. But we have, but I am not going to feel this really bad for probably 30 minutes. So let's do everything we can for the next 30 minutes and just do it as much as we can. Because it's not going to get worse. It's funny because I told him, I said, I'm definitely going to have to get surgery when I get home. But right now we're here and let's not worry about that. We'll worry about it then.
How much time was left of filming when you got hurt?
A month.
Oh, you still had another month.
I had another month. So I had a month where I was like, that's probably why I had surgery. I had to get surgery because it was all retracted. But I just, was like, fuck it. And there's a lot of things I do where I go, you can't tell I was hurt there. And Leanne's like, you were hurt there and you did that. You blew out your tricep and you did that. And I was like, oh yeah. Because in my head, I was like, I will give my left arm for this movie. If it's fucked up forever, that's okay. I'm not going to ruin this chance to be in this movie. And I'm watching fucking James Bond last night and I'm going, That's why I got hurt. I got hurt because I wanted that to be me.
Yeah.
And I was like, mother. And I was like, I don't have the ego to separate the two. I've like, my ego is out of a little out of control. And I, when I watch a movie like that, I want to be on the motorcycle.
Yeah.
And I would be the guy going like, put me in motorcycle classes. I want to be the guy that does it.
Yeah.
Because what's crazy is you forget how good a fucking stuntman is.
Oh my God, those guys. And they're so, like, I actually thought about the stuntman and that shot we're talking about where the motorcycle goes up the stairs and it launches and then it lands and it's clearly somebody doing it.
Yeah.
I was like, that guy deserves a fucking paycheck.
And
like,
all you see is the back of his head, and I got so bummed.
Yeah.
And I was like, that guy should get more money than, because, not to say Daniel Craig's not an amazing actor. He is.
And he did a great job with the character, everything.
But in a weird way, Daniel Craig gets the applause that the stuntman earned him.
In some things, for sure.
I'm sure Daniel Craig would say the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And he would be like, yeah, those guys do it. And so many of those guys, like, I was talking to Kale about it, and he's like, hey, man, fucking let go. Like, let go of that. Like, no one does their own stunts. No one does. And I was like, in my head, I was like, I watched the movie. I see their face. Like, that's Tom Cruise holding on to the side. I think Tom Cruise might be a fucking lunatic. He held on to the side of a fucking plane.
He absolutely is a lunatic.
He held on to a side. He went to a fucking Dodgers game with his son and sat in the fucking stands.
He flew solo in a helicopter, did a forced descent because they needed the shot himself. Like, you saw him break his fucking ankle jumping off that building. That was him. And then he rehabbed it in like a few weeks and they were back to shooting.
I'm blown away at how much joy last night brought me.
It was fun.
Like, I'm so excited for Dune. Like, I want to go see Dune in the movie theater.
Yeah.
Like, and by the way, we should say, we rented out the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we rented it out, and we got it for a very fine price point.
I don't think anybody would believe us.
I don't think they would.
I think they think, like, oh, they think for you, you think that's not a lot of money. But when you consider it was a real movie theater.
Real movie theater, reclining seats.
Yeah.
Capacity was 39.
Yeah.
And basically, I think you just have to pay half of what a full movie theater is.
I don't know how that math works out.
I don't know. We got it for a good price point.
Yeah.
But, God damn it, what was I just going to say? So that brings me another point, and I'm not done talking about this fucking movie. Small baller moves.
Okay.
Small ball. Last night was a small baller move.
Right.
Like, we brought Chinese food. Mm-hmm. We rented out the theater. Should we tell them how much we rented it out for?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We rented out the theater for $150.
Yeah.
Like, it was not. And by the way, how many people did we invite?
I don't know.
Me, you, Nadav, Annie's brother, Annie's sister, Annie's mom, Annie's dad.
His grandmother,
his auntie,
his uncle, his cousins, his friends from the block,
and all them hoes.
So
fucking Annie shows up late. Fucking, he just goes, I know. One day we got to talk about the conversation we had with Annie in his living room.
Yeah, yeah.
One day. I don't know when that day will be, but
I'd wait a while.
It was probably
10
people, 12 people.
And there's $150.
$150.
That seems reasonable.
Rented out, brought in Chinese food. We called forward ahead. And we're like, we've rented out the theater. Is it okay if we bring in some dinner for us? And they're like, of course. By the way, those people were awesome. I want to give a shout out to that girl, but I won't.
Yeah.
But she's in my Instagram stories. So we brought in the Chinese food. This guy was getting beers. They served beers there. He was getting beers. He goes, did you guys bring in fucking Chinese food? This guy going to a movie? And we're like, yeah. And he goes, you can do that? And I was like, no, I don't think you can. And he was like, I would have brought in Chinese food. And I was like, you didn't? And he was like, no. He's like, oh, huh. And then he just walked away. And I was like, cut to a week later, he's with a girl. He's like, let's go to the movies. You can bring Chinese food. But it was so much fun. Wait, small baller moves.
Yeah, small baller moves.
So, like, I was thinking of that today. I was like, there's times when you can spend, like, $200, $100, and it seems like you spent a ton of money, right?
Yeah.
Like, so, like, and people go, shut up. Like, one of my biggest small baller moves was to surprise the girls with those inflatable slides.
Yeah.
Like, I would just get one, rent it for the day, and have it at the house when they came home from school, and they'd be like, what? And they'd be like, how did this happen? In my head, it's like $150. It's not, we're not breaking the bank with this. And they'd be like, this is good. Oh, can we call friends? And I was like, okay. Those small baller moves.
Yeah.
So I love when this show is interactive. Like, do you remember when we talked about original thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
And people sent in the original thoughts?
Yeah.
I want people to send us their small baller moves.
Yeah.
So that we can go through them and tell people, and share them with people, so people go, oh, fuck, that is a good baller move.
Don't you think paying for someone else's food when they don't expect it, or like drinks, like at a drive-through or at a, you know what I mean? Like a coffee place? That's a fun one where it looks like a flex, but it's not like you're not spending a crazy amount of money.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I've done, I'm trying to think. I've sent people drinks before. I love when people send me drinks.
Yeah.
I love it.
I know.
I love when they go. And then they go.
Yeah.
I like sending people drinks and then going, tell them I'm a big fan of his work. I'm like, okay. And they just gives it to some guy, and his wife's like, he's a big fan. The guy's like, I'm a construction worker. He's like, oh, just to let you know. My buddy Eddie used to go up and ask for people's autographs.
Really?
He'd go, hey, can I get your autograph? And he'd go, oh, sure. Sign him. Eddie go, wait, who are you? And he's like, nobody. They go, then why'd you sign this autograph? And the guy would go, well, you asked for it.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, man, I thought you were someone. And he'd walk away.
That's a fun one.
Small baller moves. I want more small baller moves.
Okay, where it doesn't break the bank.
Because they're baller moves, and baller moves kind of fucking, like, oh, speaking of balls, you want to see my balls?
No. Okay.
They're so bad.
What
you're not gonna think they're comically long.
Why?
You're gonna see my balls and you're gonna go, that can't be.
Wait, but I want to know something. I asked you this. You're just noticing this?
By the way, I didn't even notice it. Like, I actually, minutes before the video I'm about to show you, I had them in my hand. Minutes before, I had them actually in my hand.
But like, okay, is it one of those, like, right now, are they hanging the way they are in this video?
Right now, they're shoved in these pants going down one leg each.
I know, but I'm saying, you know, balls retract and then drop.
My balls can retract. Here's the deal. So we flew here because it's complicated and we're with a group of people. And we got a small jet to fly us here and then fly us back out on the road. We're only here for a day.
Yeah.
But then I had to take a piss. And it's a small jet. And so Shane Torres takes a piss first. And by the way, all our luggage is in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And so we have to move our luggage out of the bathroom.
This is a tiny little jet.
Tiny little jet. Yeah. And so Shane goes to take a piss, and I'm laughing hysterically at how he does not fit into the bathroom. So then I go, well, fuck, if it's empty, I might as well piss now. And I'm thinking, I'm not as big as Shane. I should have an easy time in and out of this bathroom. And I was wrong.
Okay, let's see this clip.
So, man, is it on the – do you want to bring the computer in, man? This is me getting into the bathroom. Okay. And I couldn't get my pants around, so I had to pull them down to my ankles.
Okay. I'm seeing your butt.
You see my butt. Get ready.
All right.
He brings the camera back to do a reset, I guess. And then here we go. Now. Right? Those are to my knees.
Those... You know what that looks like?
looks like a horse.
When you go into like a Halloween store and they go, we got a fake set of balls you can like stick out of the trunk of your car or something.
Look at how bad that is. Hit the space bar.
Wait a minute.
Look at that.
Bro.
Those are
taffy nuts.
Those are, if you had to give them inches, like it's to my mid thigh. I would say that's like 10 inches.
This is, by the way, a horrible image all around.
Worst image. Can I tell you the most disturbing?
This should be on a fucking billboard for your movie. Send the machine.
I would. Post
I love this. That they're both like this. They're both covering their faces.
I would post this online, but I'm afraid people can remove pixelation. like they could re-unpixelate things.
Yeah.
Can you do that, Nadav? If I pixelate something, can someone unpixelate it?
If the image you uploaded was the pixelated one, they're not going to remove it. Like, if you pixelate it first and then you upload it, you can't remove it.
Really?
Yeah, if you upload this and then do something with it later, that's
God, is that not amazing? They're so fucking
low. I think I'd like him to come remove this now.
Hey, Mans.
Mans, that's horrible. Will you show the boys in there? Like, do you just take that frame over?
Yeah,
there?
Yeah. What's more disturbing is it's on his computer.
Let's listen to them see it. Yeah. They're about to. Oh my God.
Is that not?
You know what it really looks like?
What?
It looks like a pig's balls.
A pig's balls?
Yeah. You ever seen pig's balls?
No. If it looks like a pig's balls, I'm going to fucking be accountability buddies with Nadav tomorrow.
Look up a pig's balls.
Where? No, it doesn't. It doesn't look like pig's balls. Wait. See,
those are pigs?
No, pig's balls are mass. Oh, that one it does.
Yeah.
But pig's balls are massive.
Now, how big is your dick compared to what we were seeing with your balls there?
Nothing. You've seen my dick. I got tons of balls.
So comparison-wise, it's not good.
No. In that thing, it would be, I mean, I don't think, I think people will go, oh, he's all ball.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, I mean, those are fucking long.
And they always hang like that?
I swear to God.
Because, you know, I have, like, hot days where my balls are hanging.
I remember showing a girl my dick one time at a comedy club. We were backstage. Wow, that came out. Do not isolate. Can you watermark that statement so that no one can isolate that? We were hooking up. It was back at the Boston Comedy Club.
Okay.
I shouldn't even say that because it's whatever. Fine. I talked about this. But I hooked up with this chick. We used to hook up. And, you know, and so one night we're back there and she was doing something and she was like, let me see you. And so I pulled my pants down, and I remember her going, oh, my God, I never realized how big your balls are. Like, your balls are, like, very long. And I went.
Oh, that was back then.
That was back then. And I was like, in my head, I was like, this isn't turning me on. Like, right. I don't know. I don't know if that, it's not a compliment. Like, you know, I remember Leanne one time going, God, you have the longest dick. And I went, it's big. You mean to say big? She goes, no, it's not big. It's long. And I went, no. Thick and girthy, and she was like, okay. And I'm like, I was like, and that girl said that to me, and I was like, the girl smelled like balloons, by the way.
She did?
Yeah, I've had a problem with that. I think I told you that before.
You told me you don't like balloons.
I don't like balloons, and I don't like girls that smell like balloons.
You've never said I don't like girls that smell like balloons.
I don't like girls that smell like balloons. I can tell you when a girl's gonna smell like balloons. I can picture out a girl. And go, she's going to smell like balloons.
How do you know that she's going to smell?
I can tell you.
And she has that actual scent of?
Of balloons.
Yeah.
Oh, this girl smelled like balloons. And I remember being like, I couldn't really get into it. I mean, I had sex with her twice. But
the balloons girl?
Yeah. She.
It was one time at the club?
Uh-uh.
You didn't have sex at the club?
No, we just fool around.
Okay.
Like, it was so fun. It was so fun. I miss those days of, like, some chick that you hooked up with.
Oh, you can do it again. You got a show coming up tomorrow in Cedar Rapids.
I showed my... That audio is so bad. I showed my dick to a girl at a comedy club one time, and just silence. That was so much fun. That little period of time.
Yeah.
Of just messing around and being like... Ah, it's just, it's cool. And you're not even in love with the person. Right. It's just like you guys have given each other a green light to have your heart race.
Yeah.
Like, why, it's so funny. Like, I told Leanne and I were on the phone the other day, and she was upset about something. And then I was just like, hey, can I see your tits at the end of it? She was like, have you been listening to anything I'm saying? And I was like, yeah, that's why I get a reward to see your tits at the end. Like, I just listened to that sad story.
Yeah.
Now show me your tits.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, no. And then I was like, come on. Like, why don't you do that more? Why doesn't she do that more?
Yeah.
Like, send me a picture of her tits. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, what happens in marriage when you just go, like, I want. What if you had, like, what if there was a pill where you could forget? Okay, here's the question. Wait, I don't know. What do they think I'm going to say?
I don't know, but there is that pill. You could take a pill and forget.
Yeah. Are you confident enough in your marriage? Mm-hmm. If they had a pill and they said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you the pill, and then you and your wife the pill, and then we're going to separate you guys. You're going to forget that you were ever married, and then we're going to reintroduce you guys at a bar. Do you think you guys would fall in love the way you did again? Like, they just had you walk into a hotel, and she was at the hotel bar.
But do you think you would? I mean, this is you now.
Oh, my God.
It's not you.
You know, I know. I know. Yeah. I just realized I look like this now. I don't look like I did when I met Leanne.
Right.
She'd be like, excuse me? Someone get this guy. He needs to shower. Get him away from me?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, she wouldn't.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'd need to.
You'd chat her up, though. You'd have a good time talking to her, but then she'd be like, "Do you swim in? Do you shower in a pool?"
Yeah. I was like, I think I do. I smell like chlorine. My balls itch. She'd be like, "Yeah, yeah." I miss those days of like the fucking. You know, Leanne said that to me first.
What?
When we were married, we just had Isla, and I said, "Is it crazy to you that you'll never have sex with another person?" She goes, "No, I don't really care about sex." She's like, I don't give a fuck about having sex with someone. That's so intimate that I'm cool doing it with just one person for the rest of my life. She goes, what I'm going to miss is first kisses. And I went, really? She's like, yeah, first kisses are awesome as a girl.
Yeah.
Because you're like waiting. Is he going to kiss me? First kisses as a guy suck because you're like, should I try to kiss her?
Should I try? Yeah, yeah.
Were you good at first kisses?
No. I mean, definitely not early on. I think I got a little better. And then... there's a thing now, I don't know, I've seen it in like shows and I don't know, where somebody asks if they can kiss, which I think is so lame. Like for a first kiss.
Oh, I think that takes all the romance out of it.
It's the worst. I think it's the worst too. Like once
we had a buddy in college who used to just try to kiss everyone.
Yeah.
And he just always leaned in to kiss people.
Yeah.
And girls were like, it's fucking gross. Well, he does it all night long.
That's kind of gross.
And then he just was like, eh.
Yeah.
You miss every shot you don't take, huh?
Well, that's, yeah. No, yeah. But I mean, when you wanted to... going for it, you gotta have the risk, right? Isn't that the thrill that this might not work out?
Yeah,
that's the thrill.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder the first kiss is was I forgot. It's been 20 years since I've had a first. Take that back. I kissed one
in
of
a
my
movie.
Co-stars. I kissed one of my co-stars in the movie.
Yeah, but that's
not a first kiss.
That's
not
scripted.
Like you knew you were going in to get it. It was scripted. Right. It was like she had to do it, and so. I haven't done a first kiss. My last first kiss was Leanne. Do you remember your first kiss with Bush?
Yeah.
Where were you guys?
That was in a car.
Really? Yeah. Set the scene.
We'd gone out on a date.
Set scene. Like, where did you guys met doing stand-up?
Yeah.
So I don't know how you guys met.
We met a few years before we dated.
Really?
Yeah. How do you not know this?
Because I don't listen to other people talk. All I remember is you were in a car with me one time. We're driving to Brea, and you go, yeah, I'm dating this girl. And I said, who? You said, you might know her, Christina Bajitsky. And I went, how would I know her? And you go, she was in Road Rules. And I went, shut the fuck up. And I lost it. Do you remember
that. Yes.
I lost it because I was the biggest fan of fucking Real World and Road Rules.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, and I was like, you got to introduce me to her. You got to, and you're like, okay, calm down. And you're like, we just started dating. And then, and then we met in Hawaii.
Yeah, that was.
You
met her before then.
Nuh-uh.
Really?
I met her in Hawaii. Leanne met her in Hawaii.
That can't be when you met her, Bert.
100%.
Bert, we went to Hawaii.
Yeah.
In July of 2008.
Russell Peters just sent me a picture of it.
Yeah.
You want to see what you look like?
Yeah, you sent it to me.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was 2008, and we started dating in 2005. So you met her 3 years later?
No, that's impossible. Because if 2008 is when we went to Hawaii, you guys were... Isla was born in 2006.
Right.
Yeah, that's not right.
Right. You're the one who doesn't remember.
Yeah, that's impossible.
Yeah.
So wait, how did you guys meet? Like, so you
we met doing stand up at the Cat Club on Sunset. That's how we met.
And so you guys were both did spots, and she was like, "Hey, you're funny."
No, we were just like you know when in those days you show up and it's your little community of like we're all trying to do stand up. We're all amateurs, basically, mm-hmm. right? We're doing bringer shows, sometimes book shows, but so we would see each other at these shows. We were just friends. We would just hang out and be friends. I mean, I just treated her like another comic, basically. You know?
And so then when did you ask her out? Like, what was the scenario? You were like, I think she's into me?
Well, I got a heads up because I knew her. She was dating somebody, and I knew that guy.
Chinese guy.
Yeah, and I knew him. I mean, I knew them as a couple and just thought of them as a couple.
Yeah.
And then one of my friends who was good friends with Christina was like...
Who's?
You don't know him.
Okay.
But he was like, hey, they broke up and she'd asked about you. So he gave me a heads up. She asked about you. She mentioned you.
Really?
So then I called her and I asked her out and I was like, do you want to go on a hike? And because it was like a very LA date. And she was like, no.
And you're like, good.
No, I was like, okay, bye.
Oh, for real? You said, hey, do you want to go on a hike? And she went, nope.
And I was like, all right, well, good talking to you.
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
And so then you're like, all right, this girl's not into me.
I mean, I didn't think she was that into me. She didn't want to go on the hike.
And then
the next week she was like, I know a bar you can still smoke at. Do you want to go there?
I know a bar.
I was like, sure. So we went there.
That's like saying to a girl, hey, would you like to have sex? And she goes, no, I'm a virgin. Let's do anal.
Yeah. Pretty much.
No, I know a bar you can smoke at. And you're like,
okay. I was like, all right. And then we went to a bar. Then we went to another bar. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, and I'm lying about the... No, first kiss wouldn't have been the car that I was thinking of. So I guess I don't know if I remember actually the first kiss. I don't think I do.
Really?
I don't... I'm trying to remember when it would have been the first... Mm-hmm. And I'm remembering because of this timeline that when I thought it was is not when it would have been. So I don't think I actually... I don't remember the actual moment of the first kiss. You remember your first kiss?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was on our couch. We went to a gay bar, a gay restaurant.
Here?
In L.A.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to it. No, we flew to Austin.
You flew to Austin?
No,
wow.
No.
I know.
We went to a gay restaurant on right catty corner from the farmer's market.
Yeah.
We went there. I saw Eddie Izzard was there that day.
Mm-hmm.
He was in full dress. And then she was like, he's a comedian. Do you know him? And I was like, I've met him, but I don't think he likes me. She was like, what? And I was like, I was drunk. I don't know. I met him in Scotland with Patrice O'Neill, and him and Patrice were like kind of fighting, like arguing. And then, I don't know. It was a long story. So, she was like, what do you want to do now? And I was like, I don't know. Let's go to your house. We went to her house, and I walked into her house. She's like, I have a cat. I was like, oh, cool. I was like, I'll be in and out of here. So I'm allergic to cats. And we sat down on her couch, and my allergies didn't flare up or anything. And I was like, cool. And then I got douche chills thinking about how bad this moment was. But I was like, I don't fucking know. Whatever. Fucking gross.
But you leaned over.
I leaned over and I was like, and I just gave her a little kiss. And she goes, what was that for? And I said, well, I think when you kiss, oh God, this is going to fucking gross me out. This is my sensitive part. I said something to the effect of, you know, when you're dating someone, those are the most regular kisses, like the little kisses. Oh, I'll be back. You know, those little kisses. We should see if we like that first. Because that's the one we'll be giving all the time.
Ah.
And it's a little fucking ploy to get my tongue down her throat.
Yeah.
And then we did a couple of those, and then all of a sudden it was like, ah. And then I don't think we fucked that night. I know we didn't, because I'm a prude. And I had said to her friends, I think she just wants to have sex with me. I was like, I think she's a whore. I think she just wants to have sex with me.
You said this to who? To her friend?
I think she's a whore, and I think she just wants to have sex with me, and I'm not interested in that. Because I was like, because she was the kind of girl that was like, she isn't a whore, I found out later, but she was the kind of girl that was like, would like go out on dates with guys. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, I didn't take girls out on dates. I was like, I'm looking to fall in love. That was what I wanted. And I was like, I want to fall in love with someone. I'm not just wanting to have sex with somebody. And so I've always been like that. I've always been like, I'd rather date someone than just have sex with them. One night stands make me, I'm not good at them.
Yeah.
I've had, I don't know how many I've had, but maybe one or two.
Dude, I'm actually with you. I think I had a few more, but it's not great.
It's not what I like. And I feel like there's so, I don't know, whatever. And so I said that, and then she found out, and she was like, wait, you think I just want to fuck you? And I was like, right? She was like, if I was looking for that, I don't know if that you would be the thing I'd be looking for. She was like, because I wasn't like, I was in good shape, but like, I wasn't like this, like, you know, like Italian stallion. And so
yeah.
She was like, no, I just, and then she had said, been very clear, I just want to hang out. I think she was like, said to her friend, I think I'll like him, but I think we'll just date and then we'll be good friends for a long time. And I was like, well, I don't do that. I burn bridges. I burn all the boats so that no one can.
Yeah, come. I don't know that I never maintained any friendship with anyone that I dated or hooked up with. Really, I mean, like I've run into somebody and been like cordial, but it's not like, you know, like I mean, I'm not going to be like, let's be good friends now. No.
Yeah. I'll say hi to you and stuff. I'll give you tickets to my show, but like.
Yeah, want some merch?
They got to pay for merch. There's one chick that I dated in high school that I remained friends with. Wait, one? Yeah, there's one chick in high school that I remained friends with all through college. And I kind of, because we dated when we were in high school, and she's my sister Annie's age, I kind of always looked at her as like a little bit of a little sister. And I moved out to LA. She lived in LA.
Okay.
I ended up staying with her. Like she's probably like more like family to me than, but she's beautiful, absolutely beautiful, has a great life right now, lives in Florida.
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking there's one who was friends with my sister who, actually two, that I could probably be friendly with.
Was this old Tommy slumber party? You just come in and go, hey, what are you guys doing?
No, I was a little bit older than slumber party. I wasn't 13. Like, you guys want to fuck? Like,
you guys want to play hide and go seek with my cock? Yeah, And so then I wonder when we did have sex. I want to call Liam. When was the first time we had sex? I know when the first time we had sex was.
When?
Oh, so bad. It was so bad.
It was bad?
I came so fast. And I used to do this move where I'd go, I'd come and then I'd go, shh, I think someone's breaking into my house. and then I'd go and be like, it's nothing. And then I'd be like, I'm gonna put a new condom on. We'll keep going. And I thought I fooled her. And then a month later, she was like, I was like, oh yeah, we were talking about it. And I thought I fooled her. And then she was very clear one night. She was like, I definitely knew you came. And I was like, for real? She's like, yeah, your face went, and then you were like, someone's breaking into my house. That was my move. When things are the funniest is I really thought I was got away with it. Like I thought I got away with it. Yeah. And then she was like, are you fucking serious? Like you think, she's like, you thought that was real? And I was like, yeah. And then I started telling it on stage because I was like, and then people would laugh. And I was like, is that really that stupid? Like I really thought that was a good move.
Yeah, you thought you were distracting like, from what happened.
You hear that? Like that was my move, right? Yeah, you believed it for a second. Sure, sure. Yeah. I just heard something. Hold on one sec. God damn it, my roommate's dog.
I knew you came. One time I fucked this girl in college and I came so fast.
I bet I could beat you.
And then later I was like, yeah, sorry that I talked about it. I was like, sorry that only lasted like a minute. She's like, more like a second. Like she reduced it. I was like, all right, yeah. Sorry about that.
Just so we're protected, bleep out this word, okay?
Yeah.
Smell like bleep out that word. Bleep it out so I'm protected, so I don't. Because
why does that need to be bleeped?
Because I'm about to tell you, I fucked her one time, and I came so fast, she got mad at me and told me I need to read a book and learn how to fuck.
Really?
And then banged on all my neighbor's doors and sold a burnt rice.
She did?
It was...
That was the last one I stand I ever had. Like, I don't understand guys that don't come fast.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand Josh Potter not... Josh Potter did a great job in that movie last night, by the way. I don't understand guys like Josh Potter can't have an orgasm.
Yeah, but that's mental, though.
I remember there was a kid in, like, fourth grade, and he kissed... He was kissing a lot of girls. Like, he was going around kissing girls. Maybe he was older than fourth grade. I think it was fourth grade. And some... One, and I was like, God damn it, man. He kissed a couple girls. And this other girl was in fourth grade. And she was like, that's just him. He's just so cool. And I was like, oh, yeah. And then, like, 4 years later, we found out he had been molested and that's why he was doing that. And I was like, oh, thank God I wasn't molested to be cool, you know? Does that make sense? Does that make sense, though? Like, he was kissing girls, and I thought that was cool.
Yeah, no,
and
then it turns out... No, I got it all.
Okay.
You want to wrap it up on that?
I almost said his name. I'm glad I didn't. Yeah. Okay, in summation.
Oh, wait a minute. Your sex scene for our movie. We're going to make a movie.
Yeah.
Let's say. And you have... Jessica, whatever, whoever, some actress.
It can't be Jessica Chastain now, because she's definitely not going to want to be in our movie.
Right.
She'd be like,
all right, so in my scene.
Like, she calls her agent. I feel like they're just staring at me. And we're just in the tent just going, how come you're perfect?
Yeah, yeah.
I've never been into redheads, though.
Well, she changed that for you.
Is she an authentic redhead?
I don't know. Sure looks like it. I mean, I don't think that's.
Yeah, Jessica Chastain. Look, how about this? I'm not going to put you in my movies, in our movie.
Yeah.
We're not going to put you in our movie, but we will support anything you do, and we'll promote your projects because we think you're awesome.
Okay.
Her movie is The 355. It's coming out. Who the fucking Penelope Cruz is in it?
Yeah.
God damn it, Penelope Cruz is gorgeous.
Still gorgeous, yeah.
It's like fucking, she hasn't aged at all. I said that to you last night in the fucking movie theater.
She's great.
Like, how does she look like that, and then other people look like wallets?
You didn't say other people.
Okay, keep going.
So.
Like a deflated football that played within the street.
Love scenes in the movie, right? So we're going to shoot love scenes in our movie.
Yeah.
I'm thinking for mine, she's tied up, right?
Oh okay. Jesus. I didn't know we could go there. All right, yeah. Keep going.
She's tied up. She's blindfolded. And it just starts with me squatting down onto her mouth, right? And it's like
Jessica Chastain's like, okay, I'm so glad they're not putting me in this movie.
Well, I don't think she would be forced. She's not like, oh, I have to do this.
Jessica Chastain goes from her career to doing a movie that's what you're squatting. This might be hurting our careers.
I'm just describing a love scene I want to shoot.
I already got mine.
Okay.
I know who I want to be in it.
Okay.
Go. Keep going. You do yours.
Okay. So, I squat and thrust and squat and thrust and squat and thrust. Untie, retie in like the like when you hog tie someone. So there's like a hog tie position. And then, you know, make a kind of doing around the world, lots of spit, yeah. And then everything comes off and we connect and she's like, I love you. And then whatever the theme of the film is kind of plays at that moment. I feel like that would be a good love scene for me to participate in.
My love scene, are you ready for this?
Sure.
I want my love scene to be with a legit porn star.
Okay.
Okay. But for a movie.
Okay.
And they drive. Like, they can't get their hands off me.
Ah.
So, and because I think that would be, and for real, I want to do this because I think it would be funny to watch a porn star who has no, like, if you do it with an actress, they're like pretty respectful and all that stuff, you know, and they don't want a porn star who just goes fucking hard in the paint. And so you see my real reactions on screen.
Okay.
Like Adriana Chechik goes out to kiss me and then spits in my mouth. And I'm like,
yes.
Ah.
Yeah.
And then she's just like, come here. And then you're just fucking, basically, I'm getting chased around a fucking room.
Yeah.
I would love that. I think it would be fucking hilarious and yeah. fun.
I'm digging the spit thing.
Yeah, just like catch you off guard, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that you don't see.
Oh, I forgot. I want to get slapped too.
This is brilliant, by the way. This is brilliant. Is it, we do like so many, a lot of people watch porn. And so we bring shades of pornography without the actual fucking.
Into a
PG film.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a fucking genius idea.
It's a really good idea.
Shades of where guys go, where the woman goes, what the fuck is that? And the guys are like, oh, it's real. It's real. They do that. Do you think they could do a scene in a movie? Let's call Kale. Let's see if we can have a scene where a girl spits in my mouth in a movie. Is that still PG? Is that PG?
You don't need to ask.
Wait, hold on. Type in, let me see a girl spit in a guy's mouth real quick. And let me see if it reads not PG. Girl spits in guy's mouth.
Yeah.
And not like in a sexy way.
Filter that.
Like, there's a respectful way to Shelby spitting in Dan's mouth.
Okay.
Oh, no, I don't want to see this. Two kids. This is them just getting mononucleosis.
Okay.
Go to Pornhub. I want to see a girl. I want to see it sexy. I don't want to see two fucking teenagers do it.
All right.
I thought I was going to drink today, and I'm not. Spitting.
Why are you not drinking?
I was going to drink, but then I was like, there we go. Okay. Never mind. I don't think this is PG. Oh, man. Wow. What is this guy? This guy's fucking. Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, that's fucking gross.
Really?
That's gross.
I'm fucking rock hard right now.
Do Adriana Chechik spits in someone's mouth? Adriana Chechik could do it good. This girl's doing it fucking gross, like she's like bullying him. This is fucking disgusting.
She's
smiling. They're both wearing masks. God, what do you think that guy does for a living? Adriana Chechik spit in mouth.
Okay.
She'll do it sexy. I think I've seen her do it sexy.
I think we got to wrap this one up. Maybe we can
That's my sexy, though. Think how great that is. I lean in for a kiss like this. That's the first kiss. I lean in for a kiss like this, and she just goes,
I love it.
And then she starts kissing me, and I go, I'm okay.
I love it. I want the spit.
We can get Adrian Chechik on speed dial. Adrian. Am I saying her name right?
No.
Or Christy Mack. We could do Christy Mack or Adriana Chechik.
Yeah. Okay. We'll let them both know. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.
I love you.
Love you too.
Bert and Tom. Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.